unto God with a great shout. Oh, come on. Come on, we can do a little better than that. Why don't you go ahead and give Jesus what he's worthy of? Why don't you let your faith come through your praise? Would you just praise God? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, why don't you look at your neighbor and say, God is getting ready to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Turn to your other neighbor and tell them the same thing. Say, God is going to fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let your faith loose. And every time you clap your hands, you're saying, God, I believe your report. I believe somebody's getting the Holy Ghost. Every time you shout, you're saying, my praise is a declaration of my faith. Oh, something's getting ready to happen, huh? You can just feel it in the atmosphere, huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, turn to somebody and tell them this. Say, if you got it, you will get it again tonight. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're getting it right now. Praise God. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. And while you turn there, let me just quickly say what an honor it is to be here again. It's one of our favorite places to be every summer. And so we love being here with this great church, with you wonderful people. And I'm so sorry I didn't get to be with you on a Sunday again, but this is my first Wednesday, so they must feel like I'm no longer a rookie, I'm a veteran. Veterans get to come on Wednesday nights, and so I'm so thankful to get to be with you, to be with Brother Sapp, of course, and I love your pastor, Brother and Sister Kyle, tremendous people of God, heroes of the faith. I love them, I'm glad to be with them. It's good to see Sister Sarah, who's going to be with us in Austria on Saturday. Thank you for lending her to the work of the Lord in the German-speaking nations. And we promise to return her to you better than when we got her. Is that possible? Is that good? You don't. It's tough, huh? Okay. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. The Bible said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I want to preach to you for just a few moments simply this. It is happening right now. One more time, would you put your Bibles down, and all over this place, would you loose your faith in your praise for just a moment, and somebody clap your hands with all of your might and shout. Oh, come on and shout. Come on and shout. Come on and shout. Come on and let your faith loosen the atmosphere and shout. So powerful. There is something wonderful in this atmosphere right now, and there is a great wave of the Holy Ghost that is already sweeping across this room, and God is going to fill every man, every woman, and every child with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, shake hands with two people, look them in the eye, and say, it's already over. You're getting the Holy Ghost. I like that. One more time, would you let out a shout unto the Lord? Go ahead and clap your hands again. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. You may be seated. There is an unprecedented outpouring of the Holy Ghost that is literally sweeping the world right now. Every nation, every language, every color, every region of the world, everybody, everywhere is being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not complicated. It's not something that we have to work up. It is simply a promise of God that in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, every man, every woman, every child, every language. We have been having an unprecedented apostolic outpouring in Germany since November. In November, I got a phone call from the superintendent of a Congolese Trinitarian movement up in Dusseldorf, Germany. The superintendent of over 42 churches. He called me on the phone and he said, Bishop, he said, listen, Bishop, he said, are you over the United Pentecostal Church in the German-speaking nations? I said, I am. He said, are you the United Pentecostal Church that believes in the outpouring of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues? I said, that's exactly who we are. He said, listen, he said, we've got about 42, 48 churches. He said, when ministers, he said, we are dying. He said, we have no power. We have no life. He said, nothing is happening. He said, we need you to take over everything. I said, I will be there in 3 days. I said, organize your board. I said, I want to meet with your board. So I showed up. I get there to Dusseldorf, Germany, drive down to Duisburg to meet with the board and their superintendent. And they said, what do we have to do to join the United Pentecostal Church? I said, you have already started with the wrong question. I said, you have already showed me that you are not ready to join the United Pentecostal Church, because the real question you should be asking is, what do I have to do to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and be baptized in the only saving name of Jesus Christ? He He said, I'm sorry, sir. He said, tell me about that for a while. I spent almost 3 hours talking to the board and the superintendent about the baptism of the Holy Ghost and what 20 things they would have to do within 12 months to be ready to join the United Pentecostal Church. The first thing I told them was, I said, I will be back in 1 week. I want you to gather all of your ministers and wives and meet me in Dusseldorf, Germany. I want to see if everybody's ready for this. They show up about a week, 2 weeks later, over 30, maybe close to 40 ministers and wives showed up. It was a mess, let me tell you. There was nothing looked Pentecostal, it was a mess. But we got in that service and I walked to the pulpit and I started reading Acts chapter 2. And all of a sudden there was a man named Brother Israel, a pastor from Dusseldorf, Germany, Trinitarian pastor that operated in Dusseldorf, Germany. He literally started shaking from the back of the church all the way down to the front and fell down in the floor speaking with other tongues just like the Bible said. Well, you can just imagine how that place fell apart. People had no idea what was going on. Then Pastor Israel jumped to his feet. He said, listen, I have mocked this Holy Ghost my entire life. He said, every time I make fun of it, I say these people shake like crazy. They fall in the floor like crazy. He said, I can tell you right now, what just happened to me was not emotion and it wasn't just feeling. He said, it was the power of the Almighty God that hit my soul. He said, the Holy Ghost is real. He said that, people started standing all over the room. In a matter of seconds, 25 Trinitarian pastors were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, just like the Bible says. About 3 weeks, we baptized 21 of them in the only saving name of Jesus. What's funny about all of this, not really funny, interesting, I guess you would say, Brother Israel, who got the Holy Ghost first, we had some training sessions 3 weeks later about the oneness of God. In the middle of that training session, Brother Israel jumps to his feet and points across the room at another pastor who pastors a very large Trinitarian church. He pointed at him and he said, Pastor, he said, you baptized me. Tell me right now, was it in the name of Jesus or in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? That pastor jumped up and he was so shaken. He said, I don't know. I don't remember. He said, well, baptize me right now in the only saving name of Jesus Christ. This week, I'll get back to my story in a minute, but this week, that same pastor who wasn't sure, we just had Brother Shock do another 3 days of training, and Brother Holzman did 3 days of training up in Dusseldorf with these churches and pastors. When the training ended, they were in that church preaching on a Sunday morning, and that same pastor who wasn't sure walked up to Brother Shock and said, baptize me right now. I want my whole church to see that their pastor is baptized in the only saving name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I wish you'd get on your feet and clap your hands one more time and somebody release faith. Oh, come on, we can do better than that. You ought to stir up the gift of faith that's in this room. Let your praise. So This other pastor there that was down in Aachen gets baptized in Jesus' name, comes out of the water speaking in other tongues. Well, we've had this massive outpouring of the Holy Ghost across all of these German church, or these churches, Congolese churches up in northern Germany. Well, just in 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago maybe 5 weeks ago, I was back there teaching another seminar to them with Brother Dunning from Michigan. And so we were teaching on the oneness of God when the doors of the church opened, and this pastor from Dusseldorf, a Trinitarian pastor who's not even connected with these men, had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord spoke to him and said, go to this address on this day at this time, and they will be speaking in the Lingala language, and you will hear everything in your own language. You can look at me and tell I don't speak Lingala, okay? I don't speak the language. I don't know none of the language. We got in that pulpit and started teaching. That man walked in the back doors of the church, came in and sat on the back row. When he sat down, his eyes went wide, and he kept staring at us. And all of a sudden, about 30 minutes into the teaching, that man jumped to his feet, started shaking uncontrollably, fell against the back wall of the church, speaking with other tongues, just like the Bible said. Then he jumps to his feet and in Lingala said, baptize me in Jesus' name right now. Well, I came over to him, and there was another man there from Congo that spoke Lingala, and I said, what's he saying? And he's saying he wants to be baptized right now. I said, well, tell him we will baptize him right now. That man looked at him and said, we're going to baptize you now. He said, I don't need to hear it from you. He said, this preacher speaks fluent Lingala. Guy translator looks at me, and he says, you speak Lingala. I said, tell him I don't speak a lick of Lingala. He looks at him and says, he's speaking Lingala right now. I'm going to tell you something. Read the book of Acts. That actually happened on the day of Pentecost. As they began to speak with other tongues, the whole region began to hear the wonderful works of God in their own language. No translator, no God. God became the translator, because when God wants to fill people with the Holy Ghost, he can do it all by himself. He said, where in the world did a white man learn to speak Lingala fluently? I said, you tell this man it's the Holy Ghost he's hearing. It ain't something I've studied in school. He said, brother, the whole time you taught, I kept hearing you say, there's only one God, and his name is Jesus. You've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Baptized. Come on, that's happening in the German-speaking nations right now. And it's going to happen in this place tonight. Oh, if you believe that, you ought to get on your feet and clap your hands and shout with a voice of triumph. That wave of just unbelievable outpouring of the Holy Ghost has swept all the way down to Austria, where just in May, we decided to open up a Saturday night Farsi church. You know how many Muslims were there on our very first service? 56 Muslims came into a Pentecostal church in Vienna, Austria, to hear about this Jesus and the power of his Spirit. Before that service was over, 21 first-time Muslim visitors were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Over 20 were baptized in the only saving name of Jesus Christ. Sarah's going to see it. She'll be there Saturday. Saturday, we'll have all of those Farsi brothers and sisters gathered in the sanctuary of our church to hear about Jesus Christ. And not a week has gone by since we started that service that at least one Muslim hasn't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and been baptized in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, this week in Vienna, this week on Saturday and Sunday, nine more were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's happening right now, all over the world. I want you to stand with me tonight. There's a wave of the demonstration of the Spirit that is sweeping this room right now. And if you have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, you're getting ready to be hit from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You'll be speaking with other tongues. The power of the Almighty God is going to overtake you. I want you to lift up your hands right now and cry out to the Lord. Would you loose your voice and loose your faith? Hallelujah. Why don't you look at your neighbor and say, get ready. It's about to happen to you. Look at your neighbor and say, get ready. It's going to happen to you. Just Sunday night we were in Jacksonville, Florida. Sunday night in Jacksonville. We had over 20 received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. 11 were baptized in Jesus' name. But an Uber driver was passing the church and stopped in the middle of the service, walked down to the altar, and was instantly filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and was baptized in Jesus' name. This week in Titusville, over 30 were filled with the Holy Ghost. With Brother Jones, 6 were filled with the Holy Ghost. With Brother Myers, 11 more were filled with the Holy Ghost. God is getting ready to give us a harvest in this place right now. I'm getting ready to open up this altar right now. When I open this altar, you guys know me. You know how we do this. When I open this altar, I want everybody to come into this altar from everywhere. But I don't want anybody to come by themselves. When I open up this altar, I want you to take the hand of one or two people and say, come on, let's go get the Holy Ghost right now. How many are ready for God to do it? I want you to quickly bring people to this altar. Everybody from the front all the way to the back, the left to the right. I want you to quickly come. Quickly come and fill this altar. Quickly. You don't want to be the only person in your seat when the Holy Ghost falls. Come on and get close. Come on and get close. Praise God. Praise God. Come on and get close. Push in. Don't stop in the aisle. Come across if you need to. Make sure that everybody can get out of that aisle and get into the altar. Hey, don't block right there, folks. Come on across. There's people trying to get behind you. The whole row of people coming. Come on. There you go. Come on and push in. You don't want to be in the back when the Holy Ghost falls. Come on and get in. Come on and get in. If our ministry team, our leaders, our elders, whoever you are, would just come across the front with me right now. Whoever your ministry team are, Brother Sapp, point them out. Tell them to come on up here and get with me. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, God's getting ready to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Tell him, say, you will speak with new tongues. Now listen to me. If you're in this altar, which is just about every person in this building, if you're in this altar right now, and you have never, ever received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, you have nothing to be ashamed of. You are in great company. Every single person in this room has been right where you are. So you're in great company. But if you have never, ever received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, like the Bible said, I want you to do me a favor and be courageous and be bold. If you have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, would you lift up a hand high so I can just see who you are? Keep it high. Don't put it down. We got 1, 2, 3. Tremendous courage. Thank you for your honesty. Anybody else? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Anybody else never received the gift of the Holy Ghost? Another child right here. Anybody else never received the gift of the Holy Ghost? Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Another one, tremendous courage. Thank you for your honesty. Tremendous courage and honesty. About 10 or so. That's tremendous. So God's getting ready to fill all of them with the Holy Ghost. If somebody raised their hand next to you, I want you to look at them and say, you're going to get the Holy Ghost in just a few seconds. It's already going to hit you, buddy. It's going to hit you like lightning, buddy. Me and you are going to speak in tongues together, friend. Praise God. I want you to look at your neighbor near you and just tell him, say, you're going to get it again. Now here's what we're going to do. If you are standing around people that need the Holy Ghost right now, I want you to help them. The best way you can help them is to get them as close to the front as you can. So go with them if you can and pull them closer. Get them a little bit closer so they can be right in the splash. This is Florida. It's the splash zone. Yeah, you want to be in the splash zone when the Holy Ghost falls. Okay? All right. You want to be right in the front when the Holy Ghost falls. Darling, I appreciate your courage. God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost because of your courage. Praise God. Tremendous honesty. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do 5 things. You ready? Look at your neighbor, say 5 things, and everybody's getting the Holy Ghost. First thing we're going to do that's so simple. When I tell you to, everybody in this room is going to lift up our hands high. Would you practice that with me once? It's nothing to be ashamed of. If you were at a football game or a baseball game, you would do that and never feel weird. But here you are in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you act like it's weird to praise him the way you would praise a baseball player. Why is a baseball player worth more praise than our God? When we lift our hands, we're saying, God, you're greater than football. You're greater than baseball. You're greater than any religion. You're greater than... You're saying, God, I surrender my emotions, my feelings. I don't care what anybody thinks. When I lift my hands, I'm calling on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords without shame and without fear. That was just practice. Everybody relax. That was just practice. Look at your neighbor, say that was just practice. Second thing we're going to do that's so simple. When we lift up our hands, everybody in this place is going to close our eyes. And we're not going to open up our eyes again until our tongue begins to tremble and new sounds begin to come out we've never made before. The reason we close our eyes is simple. I don't want you to be intimidated by me. And I don't want to be intimidated by you. So I close my eyes so I don't have to worry about what you're thinking. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to be thinking, I wonder if people are looking at me. I want to just be focused on the King. So when I lift my hands and close my eyes, I'm saying, God, I'm shutting out all of the world. I don't care if my friend is beside me, my brother's beside me, my wife's beside me. I am focused on you alone. Third thing we're going to do that's so simple. When we lift our hands and close our eyes, everybody in this room is going to lift up our head high. The reason we lift up our head is because you cannot receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with your head hanging down. When you hang your head, it's a sign of shame, fear, and doubt. But when you lift up your head, it's a sign of boldness, courage, and faith. God loves boldness, courage, and faith. So, when we lift our hands, close our eyes, lift up our head, the fourth thing we're going to do that's so simple, everybody in this room is going to repent of our sins out loud. Now, I saw all of you get nervous. I felt your nervousness instantly. When I say repent of your sins, it does not mean that you shout out loud every evil thing you've ever done wrong. Please don't do that. God loves you way too much to shame you, to embarrass you, to cause you any type of personal pain. God does not need you to shame yourself for Him to be a Savior that forgives you. But with sincerity, I want you to shout out to God, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. He knows exactly what you're talking about and does not need you to shame yourself to wash you of your sins. And here's where it gets cool. Look at your neighbor, say, here's where it gets cool. When you start to ask God to forgive you, you're going to feel a fire begin to hit your whole body. From the top of your head, dear brother, to the sole of your feet, you're going to feel a power, a fire, and a joy that begins right here in your belly. The Bible said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It didn't say a stream. It didn't say a stagnant pool. It said there's going to be something moving that cannot be stopped. It's going to be moving out of control inside of you. Rivers of living water. Those same rivers are going to move up into your chest and you're going to feel it. It's going to be pounding. You're going to want that. You're going to feel like something's got to come out. Then the same rivers are going to move up to your lips. Now, y'all are Floridians. You know what happens when rivers start moving in this state. They just break the banks and flooding and all these other things happen, okay? Why would it be any different when the Holy Ghost hits your mouth? If it's rivers, wouldn't it cause your lips to shake, your tongue to shake? Wouldn't that move things? That's what the Bible said. With stammering lips, your lips will shake. And another tongue, your tongue will speak new sounds. That's exactly how God is going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. So, you're going to feel those rivers start to build when you're saying, God, forgive me. And somewhere in there, we're going to speak the word of faith over this room. And we're going to command every man, woman, and child to instantaneously receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when you hear this preacher shout hallelujah, that will be the moment that God is going to fill everybody in this altar with the baptism of the Holy Ghost instantly. The moment I shout hallelujah, that is the sign to you, my dear friend, that this is your moment. When I shout hallelujah, I want everybody in this room, as loud as you can, to shout hallelujah. The moment you shout hallelujah, that will be the last words of English you speak in this altar tonight. The moment you shout hallelujah, surrender your tongue to the Lord. Brand new sounds are going to come out you've never made before. And you're going to feel joy unspeakable and full of glory hit your temple. How many of you believe that's going to happen? Saints, when we shout hallelujah, the moment we shout hallelujah, I want you to lay your hand on everybody around you and instantly start speaking in tongues, and don't stop until everybody in this altar is filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. How many are you going to help me? You going to help me? Then right now, children, you ready? Everybody going to do what the preacher said? Then right now, with every hand upraised and every eye closed, every head uplifted, I want you to lift your voice as loud as you can and let's ask God to forgive us of our sins. God, I want you to wash me. I want you to cleanse me. I'm sorry, God. Every mistake I've made, every failure, every sin. God, I'm sorry. I want to be brand new. I want to be what you want me to be. Forgive me of my sins. I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, God. Wash me clean. Make me a new creature. That's it. That's it. That's it. Get ready. Get ready to shout. Get ready to shout. By the authority of the Word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Ghost that's in this place, I command you, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! That's it. That's it. Receive it. Receive it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Lay your hand on someone near you. Pray in the Holy Ghost with them. He's got it. He's got it. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Receive. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Thank you. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. She's got it too. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Lift up your hands. Don't worry what it sounds like. When I lay my hand on your forehead, your tongue is going to make brand new sounds. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now, God, fill this precious woman with the Holy Ghost tonight. You can't tell your lo 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 bo si. That's it. Go ahead. Go ahead. It'll be new sounds coming out of your heart. Not your mind. You can't tell your lo lo lo. Can't tell your lo lo bo si. Come on. Come on. You need to be refilled with the Holy Ghost. You need to be refilled with the Holy Ghost. Lay your hand on someone and pray in the Holy Ghost. He's got it. He's got it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's the Holy Ghost. Receive it. He's got it. He's got it. He's got it. Come on. I want you to clap your hands to the Lord and somebody shout with a shout of victory. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Can you celebrate one more time? Can you clap your hands? And if you have the Holy Ghost, would you speak with other tongues? Whew. Oh, go ahead. I want you to listen to me just a moment. Would you listen to the preacher just a moment? We're going to pray one more time. I want you to listen. I want you to listen for just a moment, okay? If tonight, when we began to pray, your tongue began to tremble and new sounds came out you've never made before, whether it was a little bit or a lot, it doesn't matter. That is the evidence that the Holy Ghost is now inside of you. So I want you to listen to me. If tonight your tongue began to tremble and new sounds came out of your mouth you've never made before, no matter whether it was a little bit or a lot, if new sounds came out you've never made before, I want you to lift up a hand and hold it high. Would you do that? Lift up your hand and hold it high. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Anybody else for the very first time filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost? At least 10 filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight. I think we ought to clap our hands and shout one more time. I'm going to tell you something. And I want you to listen to me carefully. The greatest mistake that you can make tonight in this church is to leave this place partially born again. The Bible said, when they asked Peter what to do on the day of Pentecost, Peter said, repent. Look at your neighbor and say, we all did that. That was easy. Right? We did that. It was in the Bible. We did it. The Bible said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost tonight and you repented, you've obeyed 2 things already in Peter's statement. Why in the world would you not obey the third part? You say, well, preacher, I've been baptized before in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That is not a name. The Bible said that Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Now listen for just a moment. The name is absolutely essential. The Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name. It didn't say title. If I say, Father, would you come here? How many fathers do we have in the room? That is not specific at all. If I say, I need every son, come here. Every son, raise your hand. That's why the Bible said that in the name of Jesus Christ, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If I was to write you a check for, how many want a check for $1,000 tonight? Is it okay if I write you a check for $1,000 tonight? Would you be okay if I signed that check, Father? What would you say to me if I signed the check, Father? You'd say, that ain't your name, brother. That's cute, but that ain't your name. You would say, please put your name on the dotted line because I can't access your account without your name. If a name matters that much in this life, why would we act like it doesn't matter in the life that is to come? That's why in Acts 19, when the disciples of John come across the apostles, they say, well, what's going on? And what name have you been baptized in? They said, oh, unto John's baptism. And they said, oh, that's cute, but that's not a name. When they heard about Jesus, the disciples of John said, rebaptize us in Jesus' name, because the titles can't remove sin, but there's a Savior that actually has a name, and at the name of that Savior, Jesus, the sins are washed away. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you have never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, it's Florida. It ain't like it's cold outside. Give me a break. Y'all getting water every day of your life. At least that's the illusion that we all live in when you live in a landlocked country. There's water. You could be baptized in the name of Jesus right now. And I'm going to tell you, if you got the Holy Ghost tonight and you're not baptized in Jesus' name yet, you need to be baptized right now and finish exactly what Peter said. And if you didn't get the Holy Ghost tonight, but you repented of your sins and you felt His power, I'm going to tell you, I can't tell you how many thousands of people I've seen come out of the water speaking with other tongues as their sins are left underneath the blood of Jesus. In the Bible, they commanded them to be baptized because it was so serious they couldn't leave it to their emotions and wills. Tonight, I want to be civil. If you have never been baptized in Jesus' name, you must be baptized tonight. Is there anybody who would like to be baptized in Jesus' name tonight and have all of your sins washed away? If you'd like to be baptized tonight, would you lift up a hand? Anybody want to be baptized tonight? My brother wants to be baptized tonight. My other brother wants to be baptized tonight. Anybody else want to be baptized in Jesus' name tonight? Take away all your sins. Anybody else? Look at your neighbor and say, if you're not baptized, you need to be baptized right now. We got clothes. We got towels. I better turn this over to your leaders.
All right. Let me have your attention, please, just for a few moments. Now, we're carrying these two gentlemen. Thank you, Brother Petru. But outside the door, the exit sign over here, our baptism is ready. Clean, chlorinated water. We have baptism robes. So these two are going. Is there anyone else that we've missed that's ready to be baptized tonight in Jesus' name? We have, who? There you are. You're ready in Jesus' name? All right. Sister, let's go ahead and escort her over here. And we'll go ahead and give her the baptism robe. We want to give her a baptism robe so she can go and change in the ladies' room. So we have three being baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Am I missing anyone? All right. Church, let's lift our hands and give thanks unto the Lord. Come on, this is the work of the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's really give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your mama's coming. Your sister's coming. Your brother's coming. There's friends coming. In Jesus' name, thank you, Brother Robinette, for preaching the word of the Lord. Let's put our hands together one more time and give praise to our great God. Hallelujah. Amen. As you're being dismissed, Brother Mata, please come and share with us the information that we need. So men, the men that are going on the fishing trip, Brother Mata wants to speak to you right now. So all of you fishermen,